Holy Week Wednesday Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks. With songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Christ the Lord was tempted and suffered for us. Come, let us adore him.
O God, creation's secret force, yourself unmoved, all motion's source, who from the morn till evening ray, through all its changes, guide the day. Grant us, when this short life is past, the glorious evening that shall last, that, by a holy death attained, eternal glory may be gained. To God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit, three in one, may every tongue and nation raise an endless song of thankful praise. We groan inwardly and await the redemption of our bodies. Psalm 38. I said, I will be watchful of my ways, for fear I should sin with my tongue. I will put a curb on my lips when the wicked man stands before me. I was dumb, silent and still. His prosperity stirred my grief. My heart was burning within me. At the thought of it, the fire blazed up, and my tongue burst into speech. O Lord, you have shown me my end. How short is the length of my days. Now I know how fleeting is my life. You have given me a short span of days. My life is nothing in your sight. A mere breath, the man who stood so firm. A mere shadow, the man passing by. A mere breath, the riches he hoards, not knowing who will have them. And glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We groan inwardly and await the redemption of our bodies. Lord, hear my prayer. Do not be deaf to my tears. Psalm 38 continued. And now, Lord, what is there to wait for? In you rests all my hope. Set me free from all my sins. Do not make me the taunt of the fool. I was silent, not opening my lips, because this was all your doing. Take away your scourge from me. I am crushed by the blows of your hand. You punish man's sins and correct him. Like the moth, you devour all he treasures. Mortal man is no more than a breath. O Lord, hear my prayer. O Lord, turn your ear to my cry. Do not be deaf to my tears. In your house I am a passing guest, a pilgrim, like all my fathers. Look away that I may breathe again, before I depart to be no more. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, hear my prayer. Do not be deaf to my tears. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever. Psalm 51. Why do you boast of your wickedness, you champion of evil, planning ruin all day long? Your tongue, like a sharpened razor, you master of deceit. You love evil more than good, lies more than truth. You love the destructive word, you tongue of deceit. For this God will destroy you and remove you forever. He will snatch you from your tent and uproot you from the land of the living. The just shall see and fear. They shall laugh and say, "So this is the man who refused to take God as his stronghold, but trusted in the greatness of his wealth and grew powerful by his crimes." But I am like a growing olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever. I will thank you for evermore, for this is your doing. I will proclaim that your name is good in the presence of your friends. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I trust in the goodness of God for ever and ever.
When I am lifted up from the earth, I shall draw all things to myself. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12. Always be wanting peace with all people, and the holiness without which no one can ever see the Lord. Be careful that no one is deprived of the grace of God, and that no root of bitterness should begin to grow and make trouble. This can poison the whole community. And be careful that there is no immorality, or that any of you does not degrade religion like Esau, who sold his birthright for one single meal. As you know, when he wanted to obtain the blessing afterwards, he was rejected, and though he pleaded for it with tears, he was unable to elicit a change of heart. What you have come to is nothing known to the senses, not a blazing fire or gloom turning to total darkness, or a storm, or trumpeting thunder, or the great voice speaking which made everyone that heard it beg that no more should be said to them. They were appalled at the order that was given. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned. The whole scene was so terrible that Moses said, "I am afraid," and was trembling with fright. But what you have come to is Mount Zion, and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, where the millions of angels have gathered for the festival, with the whole church, in which everyone is a firstborn son and a citizen of heaven. You have come to God Himself, the supreme judge, and have been placed with the spirits of the saints who have been made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator, who brings a new covenant and a blood for purification which pleads more insistently than Abel's. Make sure that you never refuse to listen when he speaks. The people who refused to listen to the warning from a voice on earth could not escape their punishment. And how shall we escape if we turn away from a voice that warns us from heaven? That time his voice made the earth shake. But now he has given us this promise, "I will make the earth shake once more, and not only the earth, but heaven as well." The words "once more" show that since the things being shaken are created things, they are going to be changed, so that the unshakable things will be left. We have been given possession of an unshakable kingdom. Let us therefore hold on to the grace that we have been given and use it to worship God in the way that He finds acceptable, in reverence and fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Responsory based on Deuteronomy 5. When you heard the voice coming out of the darkness, while the mountain of Sinai was all on fire, you came to Moses and said, "See how the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his greatness." Now you have come to Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. See how the Lord our God has shown us his glory and his greatness. A reading from the homilies of St. Augustine on St. John's Gospel. Dearly beloved, The fullness of love with which we must love one another, the Lord defined when he said, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." There follows from this what the same evangelist John says in his epistle, "As Christ laid down his life for us, so ought we to lay down our lives for the brethren." Loving one another as he loved us, he who laid down his life for us. Doubtless, this is what one reads in the Proverbs of Solomon. If you sit down to eat at a ruler's table, observe carefully what is before you. You know that you must prepare a similar meal. For what is the ruler's table, if not where there is taken the body and blood of him who laid down his life for us? And what is to sit at it, if not to approach humbly? What is to observe carefully what is before you, if not to ponder worthily so great a favour? What does it mean, know that you must prepare a similar meal, if not what I have said already, that as Christ laid down his life for us, so we too ought to lay down our lives for our brethren? In the words of the Apostle Peter, "Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps." This is to prepare a similar meal. This the blessed martyrs did with burning love. If our celebration of their memory is not an empty one, and if we approach the Lord's table in the banquet in which they too ate and had their fill, then as they prepared such a meal, so should we also. So in fact, at this table, we do not commemorate them in the same way as we commemorate others who rest in peace in order to pray for them also. We commemorate them rather so that they may pray for us, that we may follow closely in their footsteps. For they have reached the fullness of that love than which the Lord said there could be none greater. What they showed to their brothers was such as they equally received from the Lord's table. This must not be taken to mean that we can be the equals of the Lord Christ, because we have carried our witness for him to the shedding of blood. He had the power to lay down his life and to take it up again. We, on the other hand, do not live as long as we want to live, and we die even if we do not want to die. He, by dying, at once destroyed death in himself. We are freed from death in his death. His flesh did not see corruption, while ours, after corruption, will put on incorruption through him at the end of time. He had no need of us in order to save us, but we can do nothing without him. He gave himself as the vine to us, the branches, and we cannot have life apart from him. Finally, even if brothers die for brothers, still no martyr's blood is shed for the forgiveness of the brother's sins. This is what Christ did for us. In this, he did not give us something to imitate, but something for thanksgiving. Insofar as martyrs, then, shed their blood for their brothers, what they showed was such as they received from the Lord's table. So let us love one another as Christ loved us, and gave himself for us. Responsory from 1 John. God's love for us was revealed when he sent into the world his only Son, so that we could have life through him. Since God loved us so much, we too should love one another. God first loved us and sent his Son to be the sacrifice that takes our sins away. Since God loved us so much, we too should love one another. Let us pray. By your will, Lord God, your Son underwent the agony of the cross to break the power of Satan over man. Give your people grace to rise again with Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.